Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. There's a scary picture. Two of me. Two of me. Oh, my goodness. Yes. All right. Welcome aboard, folks. Great to have you with me. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Lots going on that we're going to be talking about. Nan Sue joins me. Epic Times, bottom of hour number three. And we'll be talking with Nan. The CCP, according to and a new bill, Mark Rubio actually has put out a brand new bill addressing the issue of the CCP and their invasion into our investment banking firms, which is something that we really need to be very concerned about. What's going on with our banking firms and how infiltrated are they, and how much influence is the CCP pressing upon our investment banking operations like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs and so on. So we'll talk with Nan Sue about that. We'll talk about the war that they are propagating against us. We'll talk about what's going on in as it relates to Taiwan and that particular situation. There's a lot going on with regards to the issue of Taiwan. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, according to China, would be a possible act of war. Should Americans be concerned with, Chinese buying up American farmland? That's another issue. So we'll get all that in for you with, Nan Sue. Don Jans joins me. The evil we know or the devil we know, are they trying to replace Joe Biden? New reports out about Biden and COVID, and I'll get into some things with regards to that and the boosters and some doctors. I'm in some feeds relative with some very high level doctors, one of whom is one of the most published cardiologists in the world today. And that's Dr. Peter McCullough. And he has some information out that I think is very important for us to be looking at and to be concerned about. And so we will cover that with you coming up on the program. Let's see, what else do we have coming up for you today? We have Darren Gurdis will be with us. He does a Ukraine update every day. Are things really bad in the Ukraine? Are the Ukrainians losing the war? Is it almost over? Has Russia nearly won? Or is Putin's reach out to Racine and Iran and the Iranian deals that have just recently taken place, are those the direct result of the fact that Russia is not winning the war in the Ukraine, and now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do next because their strategy has failed? We'll talk about that. I was hoping to get Scott Uhlinger on to talk about that this half hour, but if he's not with me, I've got some thoughts that I'm going to share with you on that that you probably aren't going to hear anywhere else. Let's see, what else? Charles Jacobs and Avi Goldwasser will be with us today. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and we'll be covering a brand new launch of a brand new organization that is focused on dealing with anti-Semitism. Charles Jacobs and Avi Goldwasser are a part of this launch, and look forward to having them on the program with us. Jewish Americans are under siege. Last weekend, services were canceled in San Antonio synagogues because the FBI reported a credible threat of a violent attack. Earlier this year, worshipers held hostage just outside Dallas. There's a lot going on. Celebrities like Whoopi Goldberg and Ilhan Omar have made many anti-Semitic remarks. So we'll get into all that coming up with Charles Jacobs and Avi Goldwasser. And they will be with us. They are the founders of a brand new organization that is combating anti-Semitism. What else? Victor Avila will be with me at the bottom of this hour. We'll be talking with Victor about what's going on at the border. So I want to encourage you to be checking that out as well. Okay, I've got a couple of key articles. Let's see. Well, let me get into this one. And I sent this out last night as promised. I told you that I would put out an article that connected the overhauling of Straight America with the short video from Selma to Stonewall, which really tells the truth about what happened at Stonewall. Now, some of you may not know what Stonewall is. You may be saying, Pastor, what is Stonewall? Stonewall is the bar in New York where the sodomites claim that the sodomite freedom civil liberty movement for sodomites all started, where it all began. And what Selma to Stonewall does is it tells the true story of what was going on, to the point that Ed Koch, a Democrat, literally had to send the police in to clean up a neighborhood that was being overrun by naked men having sex in the tan bark where the children would play, where they would find needles and used rubbers and so on and so on and so on. I'm sorry to shock you this morning, but that's what they would find. And so Ed Koch finally sent the police in because the landlords there, all the families were moving out, the businesses were closing. And in fact, even the owners of the bar weren't exactly all that thrilled. It is rumored that the bar was owned by the mafia, who did a lot of drug deals with the sodomite population and pushed that. And they were pushing male prostitutes all around the neighborhood. And young men were coming off the trains and being drugged and raped, and they called it chicken. George Carneal Jr. talked about that a little bit yesterday, but Selma to Stonewall. So here's the article. Let me share it with you because it hits exactly the importance of this issue. And I have to say this too. I actually sent a message to my congressman. He wrote yesterday there is a bill, and to his credit, he identified a particular issue as it related to a bill. Hang on a minute. Let me pull that up for you. There's a bill that the Democrats were another bill the Democrats rushed through CHIPS. I'm just going to put CHIPS in. So there was a bill, H.R. 8373, and this was an attempt also to push back against Clarence Thomas's opinion relative to Roe v. Wade, which essentially said that substantive due process, remember those words, substantive due process. If you want to learn more about it, go to my website, go to the blog section at the very front, right underneath, go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Right underneath, you'll see my newest article, which is, it has always been about the children and sex. It's not protecting marriage. Click on Pastor Greg Young. That'll highlight. And then you'll go over to my blog section and find the one that says the king has been restored to his throne. And you can read a little bit about substantive due process and what it is and why it could potentially, not only did it overturn Roe v. Wade, but, hang on, let me make sure. There we go. Okay. But it could, potentially, we hope, potentially, that it will also, bring back or overturn Obergefell. It could also overturn the sodomite law and that decision, which, you know, these are all things Scalia warned us what would happen and the perversion that would follow if the Lawrence case overturned the sodomy laws in Texas. And here's the major issue. The major issue is this. You want to live in a state where sodomy is done behind closed doors, privately, whatever, and that's okay with you? That's great. Some people don't. And state by state, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment give the power to the states to determine these things. The federal government, and I believe it's according to Article 1, Section 8, something to that effect. But the federal government has very limited restrictions on what they're to be involved in, period, end of story. And it's the reason why we have state legislatures, state governors. It's the reason we have those places and those people in state courts. Because we don't want the federal government telling states what they can and cannot do. We want states to be states with their individual powers. And we don't want either the states or the federal government stripping away the individual rights of the people. Inalienable rights. And the Bill of Rights, which is codifying again, and it's interesting because our founders were concerned, if we codify these things, if we put together a Bill of Rights, know this, that the government, whoever that might become, will someday go after each one of these issues. And they have. All right, so Chip Roy writes, H.R. 8373, today House Democrats and some Republicans voted to once again go to war with people of faith, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, to force them to pay for contraception against their deeply held religious beliefs. And then he brings in the Clarence Thomas and so on. And I'm all for that. I abortion is bad. It we need to address it. It's the murder of innocence. It's shedding innocent blood. I agree with all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, mark my words, the Protect Marriage bill is going right into the schools. The abortion issue is too. It's teaching kids that life doesn't matter. It's teaching kids that the life that they want to put into 9-year-old girls and then tell them that it's not a life and have them kill it, beginning that process. We'll be back with all that right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so, golly, we are talking about several different things that are going on. Chip Roy and the statement on abortion, which is, again, I appreciate that, and I thank Chip for it. I sent his assistant and asked if he was also making a statement with regards to this, thank you, with regards to this other issue, which is H.R. 8404, and he did make a statement relative to it. Personally, I don't believe the statement is strong enough. And so here's my statement with regards to it. Congress has passed the Protect Marriage Act, and let me go over to H.R. 8404, H.R. 8404. And there we go. It's called the Respect for Marriage Act, one set of the 117th Congress. And specifically, the bill repeals and replaces provisions that define, for the purpose of federal law, marriages between a man and a woman, and a spouse as a person of the opposite sex, with provisions that recognize any marriage that is valid under state law. That all sounds well and good, except for one small problem. Here we go. Congress has passed the Protect Marriage or Respect for Marriage Act to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which protected the biblical and societally necessary, and hang on, let me bring this up on screen, societally necessary marriage between a man and a woman. This new act has one purpose, which is to steal the constitutional rights of the states and the people guaranteed in the 9th and 10th Amendment. The federal government has no right to tell the people what marriage will or will not look like in each of the 50 states. Parents have been outraged to discover the sexual perversion and pornography being pushed on children ages 4 to 9 years old through the CSE, that's the Comprehensive Sex Education Indoctrination Program, in grammar schools across America. Material that, if it were handed to a minor by an adult outside of the school, it would be criminal. Yet it is protected on school grounds because schools have embraced the Alfred Kinsey methods of sexual perversion. This paragraph comes from the document below. A media campaign to promote the gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream sense of threat, which lower its guard, and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. Why do you need to lower the guard? Why do you need victimization? Why do you need to create less of a sense of threat? In practical terms, this means that jaunty mustachioed muscle men would keep a very low profile in gay commercials and other public presentations, while sympathetic figures of nice young people, old people, and attractive women would be featured. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin of acceptability, such as NAMBLA, editor's note, North American Man-Boy Love Association, pedophiles, must play no part at all in such a campaign. Suspected child molesters will never look like victims. Hello. NAMBLA is a group of pedophiles that are targeting your children and grandchildren and are now able to groom them in public schools and steal their innocence and destroy their God-given conscience that makes them recoil at the material being forced in front of their eyes. The codifying of the sodomite lifestyle will cause a continued destruction of the children. Social construct is taught in school and introduced to children. Pictures depicting a mom and dad are used as examples for a myriad of reasons. A family unit is shown, but now that changes to a picture of two men having intimate activity or holding hands. Kids will question this, and the indoctrination begins. Biology and sex education include experimentation with different types of relationships, and this leads to gender confusion. Watch What is a Woman to see how these child psychologists in the schools are encouraging the push toward gender confusion and unnatural relationships. And just to give you an example of that, we have the Biden's Assistant Secretary of Health, Rachel Levin, saying we need to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and to get sex reassignment surgery. That's what she says needs to happen. This respect marriage or protect marriage makes this kind of child abuse easy for the predators to accomplish. We should be praying for these lost souls and trying to help them heal from their obvious scars and wounds in their spirits and souls. But we should not allow them to continue the cycle of damage in another generation, and we should speak out to stop the sexual abuse and perversions that their agenda is pushing these children into. Watch the video From Selma to Stonewall. Sexual addiction, drug and alcohol, suicide. Read the description below and realize that Happy Faces are a campaign to hide the dark and devious behavior, and I have pictures of that behavior up at the website. Call today, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Tell your senators to vote no on the Respect for Marriage Act. That is HR 8404. And then read the information on the blog at chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Again, I tell you, it has always been about the children and sex. This is not about respecting or protecting marriage in any way, shape, or form, and it must be put to a stop. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Victor Avila coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, so order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks for being here. Hey, listen, please, please share this. Share this broadcast. I know it's on at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, but you've got to share this broadcast across all of your social networks and get people over here to ChosenGenerationRadio.com right now to watch the show. And I'll tell you why. Because right this minute, TECNTV.com, which is where this is televised, right now is on the verge of breaking this year's viewing record. As of last night, we had 104,628 viewers for this week. Just for this week. Our record for the year is 126,841. We plan to break that, but we need to do it today, and we need your help in order to make that happen. Our viewership here at Chosen Generation Radio, we're pushing near 60,000 a week right now. And I thank every single one of you that watches our program and takes in and gets the education. That's our goal. My goal is to get you educated, get you activated, and bring you closer to God. That's so critically important. Only with a revival, only by coming back to the Lord, can we restore and bring America back. He is our strength. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is the one who gives us and not just grants us, but has put inalienable rights in us. And we need to stir those up. And someone who is doing that is my next guest, who has laid his life on the line for the defense of this country, was left for dead directly as a result of laying his life on the line, lost his partner. I want to welcome Victor Avila to the program. Victor, it's great to have you. And I am so honored for the friendship that you and I are building and have built.
Appreciate it too, Pastor Greg, and good morning. Thank you for having me back. It's always good to be with you.
Wow. A lot going on. You were mentioning to me that the NADA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, that has been passed each year, but this is the appropriation bill for our military, and it also has within it oftentimes policy issues and such as well. And it does this time, and one that you're watching that's of significant concern regarding the border. Talk to us about it.
Well, they're very sneaky, threw in an immigration amendment in there, where it requires, it would, by the way, it already passed, and I was disappointed in some of the votes from our Republican colleagues, especially the one from our new Congresswoman Myra Flores, and not surprising from Tony Gonzalez, who both represent the border, but most importantly are supposedly big advocates for border security and illegal immigration. Well, this bill, as you know, they're very sneaky, and it was introduced by a Democrat, this amendment in there, where it grants basically, in so many words, I'm going to use the word amnesty, because it really gives the children of illegal aliens that are here an extended status, a protected status.
It's hyper DACA, right?
Kind of.
In a manner of speaking?
So it's tied to chain migration, to where they're not going to be able to be touched or deported or questioned or anything about their immigration status based on their parents' visa that they entered with. It's a little complicated. The point of all of this, and it's complex that it's written in the law, it gives another incentive for illegal aliens to continue to come to this country. Because believe me, just like you and I are talking about it, the illegals across the world are talking about it and say, All I need to do is get into Mexico. But guess what I just said? Mexico, not the United States.
Right.
All I need to do is get into Mexico. Right. It's as good as being in the U.S., and I will eventually get some kind of protection status.
And here's the thing I think that people need to understand that's so important, because there are those that are out there that say, oh, you know what? You guys, you're mean, you're cruel, you hate illegal immigrants, you dislike these people, you're all of this. Folks, there is these individuals who are being quote unquote incentivized become the victims who are put into these storage cargo crates that die.
That's
that
right.
Die in the heat. That their bodies are literally put into drywall in plastic bags. They're killed and their bodies stuffed in between the studs in houses along the border, whose communities where legal immigrants are living become inundated with illegals who can't say anything, thus meaning that the cartels take over that neighborhood. And now the people who legally escaped to this country, their daughters and their sons become gang members, prostitutes, and drug addicts.
A lot to elaborate there, Pastor Greg. You're absolutely right. First of all, I want to say the safety that they say people, well, we don't care. We're not compassionate people. We're not humanitarians. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what I am, because I don't want to see people, and I'm going to call them people because they're human beings,
absolutely,
not just illegal aliens, of dying at the border. And this is what's happening in the last couple of weeks. In the last several months, we were averaging one drowning per day at the Rio Grande River. They are averaging 7 drownings per day. 7 drownings. And with the excessive heat, an exorbitant amount of heat strokes, and people dying of it, heat exhaustion in the desert. This is real. The 53 bodies that died in the back of the tractor trailer, the rollovers, the smuggling in these houses. I want people to understand they pack them in with no water, no food, and wait until they get moved like a product. This is happening every single day. Yeah. And then you mentioned, they're going to this Democratic, towns and cities like New York, and all of a sudden New York is so concerned about it. They're all of a sudden it's news to them that
how did these guys get here? How did these guys get here? Oh my gosh.
What's going on? And they're trying to blame the state of Texas and the governor, which we're not doing. It is Biden himself that's been flying them since day one that he entered office into every corner of our country. Yeah. Now they're concerned because all of a sudden, guess what? Something that I talk a lot about in your show. It's affecting the local community. The mayor is talking about it.
Right.
The school boards are going to start talking about it.
Right.
They're going to have to make decisions based on the overcapacity of illegal aliens.
Economics.
The homeless shelters are overrun already. All of a sudden, they don't have room for them.
Well, the other side to this, too, is the violence. And I know that we've touched on this. And I was actually just in Uvalde the other night and drove by the square and saw... Sorry.
I know. I was there. It is very tough. I stood there.
Saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Of the young people, who were murdered. And, you know, we can't say for certain what the connectivity was, but you and I both know that the cartels threatened to kill the children of Custom and Border Protection agents and the children of people in communities that housed Custom and Border Protection agents. This is how they send their messages. We still don't know because they're not telling us. Everything is about the police, the police, the police. But there's a story here about how did this person end up with 5, 6 maybe even $7,000 worth of guns and body armor and a fairly new truck and all the items that they had to accomplish this. They're focused on, well, he was arrested. Tony Gonzalez, the Democrat, I mean Republican, the Democrat is flowing right along with the narrative that they want us to buy into. And these border policies, and then trying to stop it at the state level when the federal government refuses to engage, this violence in a community, this is what you get in communities because the cartels say, we're sending a message. About 30 seconds before we go to break.
Yes, touching on to finish on this segment, the Supreme Court yesterday is going to postpone hearing the big case about these policies that, you know, there was a blockage of what the policies they can enforce. And so they're going to do it until December. They're going to wait until after the midterms, which is a little bit of a cop out because we have no time. This is incredible what's happening. I want people to understand the influx that's happening on a daily basis over the thousands of people coming over. Something must be done now.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com. Be sure and get that book today. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com. And you can see 1776 and Fathers Matter. And man, don't they? Don't they
absolutely
matter?
You and I talk about this, and we're losing this in our country. This is the foundation and fundamental, I think it starts at the home, and obviously the fatherless home is a big, big factor in what's happening culturally and all the things that affect. But I want to go back and touch about what the cartels are doing with these individuals that are coming in illegally to this country. And the shift has come from not just smuggling them, paying that one-time fee. By the way, the fee has gone up dramatically in the last month from $4,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 to $14,000 per person. Wow. Per person.
Wow.
Now the cartels are, or will smuggle you in. They'll get you in. I'm not talking about the ones that, even the ones that turn themselves in might have to do this. But the problem here is that they're owning these illegal aliens to wherever they go. I said the word own them like slaves. They have to continue to work for the cartels to pay off that debt, because sometimes they only have $5,000 and the cartel says, okay, you're going to owe me another $5,000 when you get to Wisconsin, and you will then send me money. One, you will work and send me money. Right. You will, if you don't work, you will, sell the fentanyl and meth for me when you get there. And this is the ownership. I locally in my town where I live, the day laborers, the illegal alien day laborers told me that they have, in fact, have to pay on a weekly basis a certain percentage of the money that they earn working in construction or whatever it is that they work.
Wow.
This is a reality. And now that at least these, Democrat run states and cities are starting to acknowledge, which at least that's the positive here, that in fact, they're realizing that illegal aliens are in their communities and they don't know what to do. The first thing they're doing is crying out and asking Biden for help when they know
they're just asking for money. They're going to throw money at it. And all that's going to do is add another incentive, right? Another reason for it. And who ultimately gets that money? Not the illegal immigrant. The illegal immigrant doesn't get to keep that money. The cartel shows up at their door, knocking at the door and saying, hey, I know the federal government here just gave you another $400 a month or $600 a month or whatever it is. Cough it over.
You're absolutely right. And the other cartel, will keeping the money. The Biden administration and the local Democrat governments, they will keep the money, or they'll build some other shelter, another incentive to say, don't worry about it. We're going to house you.
Move in with us and then we'll take the money.
We're going to figure it out, because the burden has been shifted on the United States of America. And this is something I've been talking about for years. Why is a burden placed on us? Because we're the greatest country on earth? Is that why? It's time that the burden be shifted back to these home countries. By the way, I was in Eagle Pass, Texas, and not one Mexican and not one Central American, but people from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ecuador, Brazil, China.
Right.
Why aren't we communicating with these countries and saying, you must do something? Now, the president of Mexico was in the White House last week.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there was a big fentanyl seizure, the record seizure number. It's funny how it always happens when he's going to go visit. And then 2 days later, they captured Rafael Caro Quintero, which was a fugitive that had killed, responsible for the death of DEA agent Enrique Camarena back in 1985, who Mexico released in 2013. I personally believe they released them as a kind of retaliation to the DEA, because everything was DEA was doing in Mexico, and they released them on a technicality. It was a fugitive. They finally caught him, which is a good thing. But it all happens because of the political reasons, not because of the safety and national security issue.
And the other thing that did happen too, that was terribly sad, is that 16 agents lost their lives in the destruction of that Black Hawk helicopter. I don't know a lot of the details. You may know more of the details on that, but that's horrific.
The Sinaloa cartel. And this is, I'm glad you brought that up, because the Sinaloa cartel, right after the capture of Caro Quintero, as they were flying back from that border area,
a ground-to-air missile, shot down
the helicopter that killed, I thought it was 14 Marines, Mexican Marines, that were involved in this operation. And they took credit for it. It's not a secret that they said, yeah, this is the local cartel. This is how the cartel responds. We're not talking about ISIS.
Instantaneous.
We're not talking about the Taliban. We're talking about the Sinaloa cartel, which I think are foreign terrorist organizations.
Amen.
And this is a great example as to why they should be designated as such and be combated and going against in a different capacity than even the way I used to do it. Oh, I'm going to investigate somebody for 2 years, take down a mid-level drug dealer. Those days are over. We must step it up, and because they're terrorists, they shoot down aircraft from the air. That's how dangerous these guys are.
Well, to recognize that we truly are at war at the border, and this goes back to what we talked about in our conversation in the first part about the cartels trying to send messages to communities. They said they were going to do this on American soil by killing innocent Americans in communities where CBP and DPS and so forth, law enforcement, where they live, going after innocent members of the community in an effort to send a message to say, back off, leave us alone, we own this territory.
But if you hear the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, 2 days ago say again in Aspen that the border was secure. We have a lot of work to do, but the border is secure. I don't know what country he's talking about, but it is an insult to the men and women of Border Patrol, to people like me that know exactly, and us that know exactly what's happening at the border. Right. We've seen it for our own eyes. Yeah. And the audacity that this man has to backslap us really in the face. It's a slap in the face to call this situation nowhere near being secure, but call it that. It is just the narrative that they continue to push, because they still believe that if I continue to say it over and over and over, people will believe it. And we know that the midterms are coming up. The Democrats are in shambles. The border is one of the biggest issues, and yet they will not do anything about it because of their ideologies and all the other reasons.
Absolutely. Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com. agentunderfirebook.com. Please pick that book up today. Victor, as always, appreciate you being on here and appreciate you piercing the darkness. Back after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, we have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
...147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison, and my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.